And you'd have one teacher, one room school, you know. One teacher and just one teacher. They generally get a lady out of Baton Rouge out here.
You started school in the grade you started in, that was the...
Well, first grade, you know, yeah.
They called it the...
I never did get... I might have called it finish the fourth, possibly, you know. I learned more after I left school because I didn't give up, you know. I kept writing and reading. The only thing I didn't follow up with arithmetic. I'm not much good on that, but if I want to write a letter, I can write it. If I want to read one, I can read it, you know. And I just got enough of arithmetic that I believe I've been able to keep anybody from humbugging me.
Well, that's great. That's all you need.
Yeah. But as far as education, it was very limited. I done a lot of my, I'll be honest with you, learning to read, I did a lot of it reading the Bible. Back when I, you know, coming up a boy, you know, I'm a teenager. And, you know, you improve yourself if you do a lot of reading. You can improve yourself without a teacher.
Yes, sir.
Because I did. But that was, that's the best we had them days, you know. We didn't have no schooling like we have today.
Yeah. Well, can you tell me a little about the house you... first of all, let me ask you about your father. Where was he born?
Right here, in this same area. No difference. You just put it Springville. But we're going to go back now. My daddy was born in 1847. And he raised two families, you see. I was of the...
He must have been... You were...
I was of the second family. In fact, him and his first wife didn't make it. They had four children, and I had two half-brothers, two half-sisters. But they all deceased. And I believe the oldest of the later set. Apparently, I don't know exact, but he must have went a good many years before he ever married my mother, you see. And my mother died when I was 8 years old, and I come up an orphaned boy. And back then, you had no help whatsoever. You didn't have none of this help like they get today, you know, not a penny. It's kind of rude all to die, they call it, you know.
Yeah.
And it was pretty rough.
You were an orphan?
Yeah, I was an orphan. And my daddy's age was moving up on him, you see, too, pretty much, you know.
He was, when you were born, he was probably about 50, 60?
He must have been, about 50 when I was born, about 50, yeah. Pretty close to it. Because he was two younger than I was. I had two sisters younger than I was. I got one sister living, that's all.
She's
about 8 years behind me, though.
Now, you were born?
1892. August 28th, that's correct, you know. 1892, August the 28th.
You 85 now?
I'll be in August coming up, 28th. Yep. Don't be hard work that kills people. Because I was always small, you see, I was light.
Yes.
And I done heavy work. If they call it heavy work, I was a timber faller.
Yeah.
I was a cross-tie maker. Like they used to make these cross-tie funnel rails, you know. You got out there and hewed them out of timber, you know.
That's tough work.
Yes, tough work. And cutting timber like we did with her. You know, there was cross-cut saws. You had no power saws. You didn't know about that. And then I was a saw filer, too. That was a pretty good job, you know. I could fix these cross-cut saws, you know. And they had to be filed. And I had those three jobs that always kept me on. Kept me a job when there was anything going on if I wanted it, you know.
Yeah. Fowler, did you ever use them kind of things that would